Ernest Hemingway's six-word baby shoes story is considered one of the shortest and most poignant ever written.
For sale, baby shoes never worn.
That's Melinda Taylor, a senior at Maryville College. She says Hemingway's story would be known as a short short today. She's writing her thesis on what's known as short short fiction. Her research shows that a short short story can include any piece of creative writing that has fewer than 1,500 words. Taylor says short shorts are actually based on ancient forms of storytelling.
Some people argue that short shorts are sort of a modern invention. I tend to argue that it's actually looking backward. Like, think about parables, Aesop's fables, anecdotes, things like that. Those are all ancient forms of literature that are short shorts. They are extremely brief.
Taylor says Edgar Allan Poe was one of the major catalysts in popularizing short short literature. Poe thought a story was at its best when it could be read in one sitting, she says. But in the early 19th century, that might have been 2 or 3 hours.
Our definition of a sitting is very different. It's much, much shorter. So if we still go with Poe's standard of a story should be able to be read in a single sitting because then it has the greatest impact, the fiction has to be shorter.
The structure might be old, but new tools like the internet have made it easier for writers to produce these short stories and reach the public. For instance, Twitter is a microblogging website. It allows users a maximum of 140 characters to keep up with their families and friends. But some users are writing stories in this short space, keeping readers waiting for the next sentence-long installment. Kim Trevathan teaches writing at Maryville College. He thinks short short fiction is the result of a faster-paced society.
I do think that people's attention spans are diminishing, and that may be affecting what writers are producing as well.
Author Barry Yorgrau writes pieces brief enough to be read from cell phones. Yorgrau says these thumb novels are a popular trend among young adults in Japan looking for a quick read. Oddly enough, Yorgrau himself prefers the old standard.
I use the internet a lot. I mean, I read on it a lot, but the reading is so different, so sort of agitated and hurried and I don't know what, from reading on a book, which is so sort of private and absorbing and tactile.
Trevathan also believes that real books offer something more for the reader.
Obviously, you wouldn't want to read Moby Dick on a cell phone. You know, it's just, I don't think Melville would approve of that. I got to be sort of old school here. If I'm going to read a story, you know, I want to be taken to a different world. And there's just something about reading it off of a phone that sort of interferes with that, I guess.
Technology has always moved writing in different directions. Authors wrote by hand, then pecked on typewriters, and now type away on laptops. Trevathan says literature moves with the tools writers use to produce it. He says it's always evolving.
I'm not sure if Twitter will actually change the nature of narrative, but I think it's, you know, it's worth exploring.
People are exploring Twitter literature, or Twitterature, if you will. Some websites are even holding contests for the best written 140-character story, encouraging writers to experiment with the new forums. For WUOT, I'm Carolyn Leiden.